Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Economy, oil prices, and the Middle East. Well, they said that 2015 was a serious year, and there were three things that were basically they were concerned about. They were concerned about, one was China's slowdown, and China has slowed down significantly. In fact, the stock market went down 400 points opening in the first day of trading back in the new year, first thing in the morning. And by the end of business, by the end of trading, it was down 279, 270. You know, you think, my goodness, is this prophetic first day back? And it was a result of what happened in China. And some reports are that China's not always honest in talking about, you know, what happened in their stock market. But their stock had another, you know, downward turn. And so there were three things they were concerned about. They were concerned with China's economy. They were, because it was slowing down. Mm-hmm. They were concerned about falling oil prices, which have come down tremendously, as well as the possibility of the Federal Reserve raising rates, which they haven't done in like a decade. And so two things we already know are – all three of these things are happening. Oil prices are at a historic low. They were trading at one point at $100 a barrel. Now they were saying 50 was – that's it. Can't go any lower. Now it's below $50, actually below $40, about $38, $37 or so. And that is huge for most of these oil-producing countries. Not to mention that China continues to have a downward spiral. If you remember in 2015, we were talking about so many of these prophetic words that God was sharing with us individually, but as well with the Shemitah, Jonathan Kahn, and others, that we're headed towards a financial global collapse unless the church repents and things change. But this is where we're headed. And you look at what's happening right now in the oil. I mean, it is huge, Steve. It is absolutely huge. Saudi Arabia, one of the largest nations in the world that produces oil, they're at a deficit now. I mean, right now they are struggling big time because this government – although it costs less for them to produce this oil, everything they take care of 90%, 95% of the population. The population of Saudi Arabia is about 31 million people. Of that 31 million people, only 5 million actually work, Steve. And of the 5 million that work, 4 million work for the government.
Directly for the government.
And so a bit of a problem. And during the Arab Spring, they were concerned. So remember that we talked about this program that, you know, next would be the kings. And so they were deeply concerned that they would be next. And so a lot, if you're a citizen of Saudi Arabia, you have a lot of perks. The government is doles out a whole lot of money to them, a whole lot of perks. And these are some of the perks. They get free health care. They get free schooling, subsidized water and electricity, no income tax, public pensions, and heavily subsidized gas. They were paying 16 cents per liter, and Steve figured it out during a break. It came out to about 60 cents a gallon. Is that right? 60 cents a gallon, and what they just woke up to today, here, right now, is a 50% increase in their gas prices.
Yeah.
So the question is that people are starting to speculate, you know, is there trembling right now in Saudi Arabia? Will the people actually rebel against the monarchy? They have a deficit of close to $100 billion, and the International Monetary Fund says that they have about $750 billion in reserves. By 2020, Steve, there goes that year again. By 2020, the International Monetary Fund says that they could be bankrupt, Saudi Arabia. So they're cutting everything back except their military.
Yeah.
And their military, their highest, most of their budget goes directly to their military. They spend more in the military than any nation in the world. And so you got to wonder what is happening in the middle. This is a fight over oil. You know, Russia's involved, Iran's involved. They have this proxy war in Yemen, and this is all about getting power and positioning themselves for oil. And we can't forget that. We got to understand what the big picture is. But this is huge.
It's amazing too, because like you're hearing what we've talked about before is they have the largest stockpile and reserves of oil in the world. I think it's like over 220 billion barrels just alone in Saudi. And you're seeing the fact that they wanted to flood the market because they wanted to increase the production of oil, which
they're
is basically
increasing it now.
Right.
A million and a half barrels a day.
Right. So by doing that, it's like you're seeing the continual lowering of it, but then now you're coming to find out that it's causing a deficit to them, or it's causing negative feedback on them.
Yeah, well, they're in a catch-22. They're wanting to keep Russia out. They, the United States has been a large producer of fracking, and it's actually hurting a lot of the businesses here in the United States, this industry. But what's the end game here? The end game is they're trying to chase after this oil. They're trying to chase after the wealth of this oil, and with the wealth, they're able to position themselves with power. And it's important to understand that if we continue to turn our back as a nation on Israel, it's not going to be go well with for us. You know, right now, for years, Israel has not had any oil, you know, the underground in Israel. Until recently, they just found that there was oil under the Golan Heights.
Yeah.
And so there is a coming land grab. They're getting ready to try to cut up the land and try to get all this stuff. But listen, it's important that we don't lose sight of the main thing. The main thing is God. The main thing is us advancing the kingdom. The main thing is keeping our eyes and our prayers on Israel and not to be concerned with wars and rumors of wars. Understand that it's happening. Understand that these things are unfolding. Not to be ignorant of what's happening in our day, but so that we can be informed so that we can pray. A lot of times, I think, Steve, that people feel, believers feel, helpless. They feel sometimes they could feel hopeless, but we should never feel helpless or hopeless because God is the one that grants us all the help that we need, and He Himself is hope. And not only that, we have direct access to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Listen, I mean, I read this somewhere. He who kneels before God can stand up to anybody.
Yeah.
And so we can kneel before God, ask Him to intervene,
right,
you know, in world events and pray that His kingdom will advance. Listen, we want to pray for you. We ask you to please continue to pray for us. Steve, would you close us out in prayer today?
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that you are in control. And regardless of the wars, the rumors of wars, the trembling in every nation across the world right now, you are still in control. God, I thank you, Lord, that there's no distance in prayer, that we can pray right now, God, that you would give wisdom to Benjamin Netanyahu. You would give wisdom to President Barack Obama, God. And we ask you, Lord, that you would empower the church, God. Open our eyes, God, and enable our mouths, Lord, that we would just declare in truth through the blood of Jesus how you have your church to respond in the hour that we are facing today in this year 2016, God. Lord, I repent, God, for the abortion in America, Lord, and I ask you, Lord, that you would forgive abortions that are happening, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you would pour out a revival, Lord, across the world, God, and a third great awakening, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen,
Lord.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.